Education. It's a small world. The recently opened Kidzania takes role-playing to the next level. Sometime around 2 p.m., Barami Panyapokana was called from his editorial desk to the scene of a fire. Equipped with the latest model digital cameras, the office's property, of course, he and his fellow journalists ran to the location amid the sound of sirens. The town's only hotel was on fire, and seven firefighters were strenuously maneuvering the water hose, trying to extinguish the flames. The fire was successfully put out as Barami finished taking photos. As quick as a breaking news reporter could be, he ran back to his computer, chose the best shot, wrote up the story, gave it a headline, and signed off on that day's article with his name. Even though it was the first time Barami has ever published a news story, his attempt to be a good journalist didn't go unrewarded. Like the firefighters and all employed citizens, dentists, shopkeepers, pilots, paramedics, auto mechanics, police officers, crime scene investigators, makeup artists, sushi chefs, actors, construction workers, and judges, in this 80-occupation, child-dominated town, the second grader was paid well for his endeavor. Providing children with the opportunity to act like grown-ups through role-playing various careers in an awe-inspiring, scaled-down replica of a city, Kidzania has been the world's most popular edutainment theme park brand since its debut in Mexico City 14 years ago. There are now 11 more branches, including ones in Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, Indonesia, Dubai, and Portugal. Kidzania Bangkok, an 810 million baht investment and the newest and largest Kidzania in the world, opened last week at Siam Paragon. In the 10,000 square meter premises, neatly decked out with streets, buildings, and all the necessary utilities, children can have a taste of professions at some of these 65 establishments, including a fire station, hospital, photo studio, gas station, bottling plant, acting academy, chocolate factory, veterinary clinic, barber shop, auto repair shop, courier service, news agency, insurance company, retail store, radio station, pilot training center, fashion boutique, pizza restaurant, and car dealership. The concept of role-playing is a universal favorite, said Xavier Lopez Ancona, Kidzania's founder and chief executive officer. At Kidzania, we focus on making the experience as real as possible, which is why we partner with real-world organizations in setting up establishments based on reality rather than fantasy. We also provide uniforms, equipment, vehicles, and even stories to make it more authentic and easy to relate to and also enjoy, he said. Each child entering Kidzania is given 50 kidzos, the currency used in this make-believe city. They can spend them on products, services, and education. For example, they have to pay to learn how to drive or to become a chef, or earn more with every job they perform. Each job pays differently depending on level of difficulty. Children can also open their own personal savings account at the bank and withdraw their kidzos from one of the ATMs. At Kidzania, children will have a lot of fun playing the roles of adults in the career world. And at the same time, they will get to practice some important behavioral and social skills, including independent decision-making, teamwork, and also money management, the global CEO said. He also added that through working, children will learn firsthand about economics, dedication, and patience. As adults, we have to teach them that it's not easy to get money. Money doesn't come out from credit cards or ATMs, but is a result of work. And work takes time and dedication, said Lopez. The global CEO shared an interesting observation that although children all over the world love to role play, children from different countries act differently when it comes to choosing their roles. It seems to me that Japanese children don't want to spend money. They'd rather work. So at Kidzania Japan, establishments where they can earn a salary will have huge lines, while the ones where they have to spend are empty. It's the other way around in Mexico. The spots where they have to work are never popular, but the ones they can spend money on are a hit. As for Thai children, I'm sure they are right in the middle, he said.